I'm Phil Nee with sports. It will be a special cancer fundraiser pink night tonight for the Richland Center volleyball team. They're playing host to Dodgeville. It's the second time around in the conference. And also tonight, Richland Center will be the site for soccer action as Dodgeville Mineral Point attends. It'll be a JV match around 5 and varsity to follow. It's senior night as 12 members of the team will be recognized. River Valley celebrating its homecoming with some action tonight, including soccer match action, Wisconsinites Barneveld at River Valley. That will get underway with varsity at 5 today. And the River Valley volleyball team will be home against Prairie du Chien. And the pre-match time for JV around 4:45, and then varsity will follow today. River Valley celebrating its homecoming this week and weekend with football action tomorrow night when the Blackhawks take on Lancaster. In the Ridge and Valley this evening, DeSoto is at Ithaca and Wazika Steuben, the site for Weston. Kickapoo will travel to North Crawford. And in the SWAL, it's Riverdale at home against Iowa Grant for homecoming volleyball match action, which we'll have on WRCO. JV match begins at 4:45 and the varsity to follow. Coach Jesse Kinney talked about getting back to basics during homecoming week for the volleyball team.
You give them a task. They are very type A and organized. And now it's like we focus so much on that that now we've kind of lost a little bit of our fun and getting those smiles out. However, it's also homecoming week, and so we're a little bit drained right now. So getting those smiles, they're pretty tired, but that's going to be our focus to just get back to the fun now. And we've worked on the things we need to work on, and we know what we need to do to just keep moving in the right direction.
I asked Jesse about Iowa Grant, tonight's opponent.
We both seem to have struggled if we're looking at records so far this year. So I think it'll be a really good match. And last year, this was, you know, a five-set match, I'm pretty sure, at both places when we went to Iowa Grant and when they came to us. So, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like those are the teams that just rise up to play and, like, kind of like basketball. Like, no matter who's really on fire that year, you're going to play your best match against them. So it's going to be a battle.
We'll have coverage of that match beginning around 6 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. There's cross-country action this evening as a few teams from the area will be involved in meets. The middle school level at Dodgeville, and also a meet coming up this evening for the Riverdale cross-country team. I talked to Coach Chris Simonson about the busy schedule.
Thursday, we have two meets happening. For a number of years, Dodgeville has hosted a junior high invitational, and we've always run there and done really well. So our assistant coach, Jamie Bumkamp, is taking the kids to that. Meanwhile, we have a new event this year. We are headed to Prairie du Chien for an invitational. Prairie is hosting sectionals for Division III this year, and they made an offer late last spring saying, hey, since we are hosting sectionals and very few of you teams have run on this course, would you like to come and run the course prior to sectionals? So Thursday night, Nick Stitzer and I will be taking the varsity teams to Prairie du Chien to run there to have a chance to look at the course and check it out before sectionals in October.
Chris talked about some of the top leaders, including the seniors for Riverdale.
We have two seniors. We've got two seniors on our high school boys squad. We have Caleb Schlelein, who has been running all along. And last year, partway through the season, we were fortunate enough to pick up Carson Knight, who joined us. And he's, along with Caleb, are a couple of our top runners. They usually finish in the third or fourth spots for the varsity boys. And they switch around as far as who beats whom and all that kind of stuff. So they're great leaders. They're doing a nice job, and they're a really important part to our team.
Riverdale has had some success in recent meets. Chris, as you look at the start of the season, has there been a best meet so far for Riverdale?
Yeah, I think the teams ran really well when we were at Goat Hill this last week. The boys varsity team ended up tying for first place for that. The girls JV team, or excuse me, the girls junior high team won the event. We didn't have a full girls varsity that night. We had a couple girls that were out with injuries, but but they've run very well this year as well. Sadly, we only have two kids on our junior high boys team. So although they've run well, they haven't been able to score any team points at any meets.
Riverdale cross country coach Chris Simonson. The Ithaca Bulldogs will be home against Nisida on Friday night, looking to go 6-0 on the season. They've had a great start, including a big win over Cashton last Friday night. I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly this week about that win over the Cashton Eagles.
We didn't have any penalties or anything like that. It was a real clean game, and I felt overall it was the cleanest game we played all year. So that was awesome.
I thought the game, you know, obviously the stats are pretty good for offense, but really won or lost on the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, we were moving the ball the entire time. Every single drive we had ended in a touchdown.
Certainly there were some standouts, and a lot of people contributed, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. We always give out, it's called the bone. It's like a big, giant gold chain that's a necklace as well. It's kind of funny. But we give it to the MVP of the week, and this week it was pretty hard to determine who was actually going to get that.
So who did?
Keegan Jones, because he's had more touchdowns than he did incompletions.
The Bulldogs do battle again on Friday night during the sixth week of the high school football season. Merchants Bowling League action, Gauger Salvage at 2844 series, Granite Valley 2835, and AutoZone at 2802. High Game Honors, Gurner Farms at 1010, Gauger Salvage 1000, and AutoZone at 985 game. Individually, the top series, Andy Keller, a 742, Jeff Seckman, a 730, Kevin Genthe, a 679. Top game, Andy Keller, a 279, Matt Fargin and Jeff Seckman each had 256s, and Kevin Genthe and Jacob Layton both had 253 games in the Merchants Bowling League this week. The Packers listed 10 total players with injuries on the first injury report of Week 4. All but one player practiced for the Packers yesterday. Quarterback Jordan Love was once again limited, while cornerback Carrington Valentine returned to practice after missing last week. New additions to the list include cornerback Jair Alexander, tight end Luke Musgrave, center Josh Myers, receiver Jaden Reed, and offensive lineman Zach Tom. Elsewhere in football news, the Thursday night game begins the new NFL weekend. The Cowboys play at the New York Giants. In baseball news from last night, the Brewers struggle on offense. Freddie Peralta looked pretty good. He looked like the ace the Brewers need as they head to the postseason, finishing with 7 strikeouts and 2 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Those strikeouts helped him cross the 200 strikeout mark for the second straight season. Here is his manager, Pat Murphy.
Freddie's done it before, but it meant a lot to him, so it meant a lot to me because he's an important part of our deal. We wouldn't let him go too much farther. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you I was going to leave him in if he didn't strike him out, but yeah, a great honor for him.
And manager Murphy was asked about sending Freddie back there for the sixth inning of work last night.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like any player that gets that close to a milestone and is throwing the ball good, I thought he let the inning before get away from him, focusing maybe too much on a result, not enough on the process of just getting him out. I think that led to the 2 runs, to be quite honest with you, but you don't know for sure. But it sure seemed like he was trying to get that last punch out to get 200. It's a great, great honor. I mean, it's a great milestone for any starting pitcher.
The Brewers play again today. Keep in mind, that's an 11:35 first pitch time today on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Phillies captured the one of the best record in baseball first-round buys in the National League with a 9-6 win over the Cubs, St. Louis 5-2 over Colorado, Arizona 8, and San Francisco 2, the Dodgers 4-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Seattle 8, Houston 1, Detroit 7-1 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 6, Boston 1, Baltimore 9, the Yankees 7, White Sox 4, Angels 3, Texas 5-1 over Oakland. Interleague play, Cleveland 5, Cincinnati 2, Kansas City 3-0 over Washington, Minnesota 8, and Miami 3. a game that was postponed yesterday. In fact, the last two games of the pivotal series between the Mets and Braves have been postponed due to the forecast for inclement weather. New York, Atlanta, and Arizona are battling for the last two NL wild cards. Heading into the day, the 87-70 Mets were in the second spot, a half game ahead of the Diamondbacks and a full game better than the 86-71 Braves. The last two games of the three-game set, originally scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday, will be made up as a doubleheader Monday in Atlanta. The first game will start at 1:10. That might mean that the playoffs would begin the very next day for a team that is involved in that series. Elsewhere, despite a strong first set, the 7th-rated Badger women's volleyball team lost in 5 sets to number 16 Minnesota in the Big Ten opener last night. Sarah Franklin put 21 kills away, a match high, as the Badgers hit just 188. Anna Smrek and Julia Orzal both finished in double figures with 13 kills each. Minnesota's Lydia Groat led the Gophers with 17 kills as they hit 250. Orzal tied a career high with 4 aces as the Badgers totaled 11 on the night. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.